This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we explore the cutting edge of science and technology. We talk about science that changes your view of the world, science which touches your life. And that's what Science Fantastic is all about. So in this hour, we're going to take your listener phone calls. That's right. You can always give us a call at 612-564-8135. When you hear the beep, leave your name, call letters of the radio station or website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and hey, maybe your thoughts will be heard on national radio. But before that, let me just make an announcement. And once again, thank you so much for getting a copy of my latest book, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. Because of you, it went on to the New York Times bestseller list, the Amazon bestseller list, the independent bookstore's bestseller list, because of you. And again, the book is about the greatest quest in the history of science. Is there a unifying principle? Is there a paradigm? Is there a theme to this vast universe of ours, or is it all just random and chaotic? Well, we think there is a God equation. And the question is, if there is a God equation, then what do you do if you think you have it? Well, I made an announcement on several TV programs that if you in the audience ever find the God equation, an equation perhaps no more than 1 inch long that will allow us to, quote, read the mind of God, in the words of Albert Einstein. If you ever find the God equation, then what do? I have a word of advice. First, tell me first. That's right, tell me first, and then we'll publish together, and then we'll share in the Nobel Prize. Well, the question is, of course, what are the criteria for a theory of everything? Well, if you think you have it, get a sheet of paper and check to see whether or not you really have the theory of everything. First, it has to contain all of Einstein's general relativity. That's not so hard. His equation is only about an inch long, the theory of general relativity. That's the first criterion. It has to include all of Einstein's theory of gravity. Second, it has to include the standard model of subatomic particles. And here is where it gets kind of hairy. There are scores of subatomic particles, in fact, hundreds of them, and they are assembled in something that we call the standard model. It's an ugly theory. It takes a whole page to write it down. It has 36 quarks and antiquarks. It has 3 identical generations of particles, and it has 20 free parameters that you can pretty much fix by hand. And third, the theory has to be finite. That is, it has to be calculable. No infinities, no anomalies. It has to be mathematically self-consistent. And that's it. Hey, that's it. One, it has to contain relativity. 2, it has to contain the quantum theory of particles. And 3, it has to be mathematically consistent. Sounds easy, right? Well, if you think you have it, then drop me a line. I'm on the internet. I'm at mkaku, mkaku.org. I'm also on Facebook. And send me a letter if you think you have the theory of everything. Okay, well, let's move right on, because in this hour, well, this is your hour. This is the time when you can ask a question or make a comment about that thing that's always been bothering you about this great universe of ours. So let's move on now and take the first listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Mike. I had a quick question about the curiosities of the perpetual pulsion. Where's the limitations on how an energy can continue to create itself to where you end up falling short and not being able to have the energy, whether it be magnets, wind, solar, continue to create its own energy? Thank you much for your time.
Well, you ask one of the greatest questions in all of physics, and that is there a perpetual motion machine? Think about it. Kings and queens for thousands of years had to entertain ideas from their subjects claiming to have gotten energy for nothing. I mean, think about it. If you're a king, and all of a sudden somebody in your kingdom says they can extract energy for free, think of what you could do for warfare. Think of what you could do for your people. You could feed them. You could win victories because energy is for free. And so kings and queens of old have always entertained proposals for the perpetual motion machine. But, sad to say, all of them failed. Most of them were based on simple things like a chain that wraps around in a circle, like a bicycle chain, and every time it wraps around, it goes back to its original configuration with no loss of energy. Therefore, if the chain spins fast enough, perhaps you can extract energy through each revolution and thereby feed the masses, win wars, be declared as the greatest scientist who ever lived. Well, sorry about that. It turns out that every time you make a cycle in one of these perpetual motion machines, you actually lose a little bit of energy to friction, to interaction with the air because it makes sound. And as a consequence, you lose energy after every cycle. Now, the U.S. Patent Office, believe it, to accept proposals for perpetual motion machines. But so many proposals came in that the patent office was spending too much time analyzing fakes. So they have a rule. And the rule is a perpetual motion machine has to have a demonstration apparatus. You have to have not just a theory of perpetual motion, but an actual device that gives you something for nothing. Well, of course, Einstein comes along and says, well, all this is a bunch of nonsense. We have the conservation of matter and the conservation of energy. And then he went even farther and said the conservation of matter and energy, that matter contains in energy, energy contained into matter, but, and here's the but, the total amount of matter and energy in the universe is a constant. In other words, there's no free lunch. So the conservation of energy is one of the great foundations for all of physics. That is, that you cannot get something for nothing. Energy is not for free. Now, of course, some people have talked about free energy. Free energy, in fact, Nikola Tesla even talked about free energy. Unfortunately, he didn't have a demonstration model for it. He just talked about it. Free energy is you extract energy from the vacuum. That is literally something from nothing. Well, it turns out that that is partially true. There is something called zero-point energy. Now, why is that? Because of the uncertainty principle. The Heisenberg uncertainty principle says everything is slightly uncertain. You don't know for certain exactly what the state of an electron is. And as a consequence, even nothingness, even the pure vacuum of empty space, is teeming with what are called virtual particles. And yes, you can extract a little bit of energy from it. It's called the Casimir effect. But what's the catch? There's always a catch someplace, right? The catch is the Casimir energy, also called the zero-point energy, is real, but it is extremely small. It is so tiny that even an ant could create more energy than the Casimir effect. So sorry about that. Okay, let's take a short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of the world that we live in. This is Dr. Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Give us a call.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You can get right to us. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to and the city you're calling from. And hey, maybe your thoughts will be heard on over 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Okay, let's move right along because this hour is your hour. This is the time when you can ask a question or make a comment. So let's take the next listener phone call.
My name is Pam. I am 9 years old. I'm from Blacksburg, Virginia. I listen to your show every week from Apple Podcasts. In Dr. Seuss' TV show, the doctor traveled to a parallel universe. I want to know, why do we have a parallel universe? And how can I travel into one? And will a parallel universe be more civilized than ours? Thank you.
Well, you have some cutting-edge questions. First of all, when I was 8 years old, I wish there was a Science Fantastic radio program for me to listen to back then. Back then, when I was 8 years old, there was nothing. And at that point, Einstein died. Everyone was talking about it. The fact that he couldn't finish. He couldn't finish his greatest work. But I had no one to talk to. No one to ask what was so difficult that Einstein could not finish this theory. Well, today we know that it was the God equation, the theory of everything, an equation perhaps no more than 1 inch long, to quote, read the mind of God. Well, that's what I would have wanted to ask him when I was 8 years old. But you ask a different question about parallel universes. First of all, the first example of a parallel universe in the literature is Alice and the Wonderland through the Looking Glass and Alice in Wonderland. It turns out that Charles Dodgson, the writer of the series Alice in Wonderland, was really Lewis Carroll. And Lewis Carroll actually was a pseudonym because he was a professional mathematician at Cambridge University, and it would be beneath him to write a children's book as a professor of math at Oxford University. But anyway, the Looking Glass is a parallel universe gateway. It connects two universes together. So think of two sheets of paper, each one parallel to the other, and stick a pencil through both of them. The pencil acts like a gateway. You spend all your life on one sheet of paper, and then one day you magically fall into this hole, and you are whisked to this other parallel universe. The first person to identify this concept was Albert Einstein. In 1935, he took two black holes, stuck them together, and created the world's first mathematically consistent wormhole. Since then, Stephen Hawking, the great cosmologist, has tried to calculate how stable they are. That is, they are in fact solutions of Einstein's equations, but can you go through them? Will they tighten up? Will they cut you in half when you're halfway through the wormhole? And Hawking's final conclusion was that yes, these objects do seem to be real, but the energy necessary to create them is on the order of a black hole. So in other words, this is not going to happen anytime soon. You would have to meet perhaps an alien civilization far beyond the capabilities of our civilization before you can create a gateway between universes. So to summarize, are they solutions of Einstein's equations? Yes. Are they stable? Well, perhaps Stephen Hawking looked at that. He was skeptical whether you can build a wormhole through time, but he thought that space, yes, it may be possible to go faster than the speed of light. But the catch is, you would have to be perhaps a type 3 civilization to harness that energy. That energy is called the Planck energy, 10 to the 19 billion electron volts. That is a quadrillion times more powerful than any machine that we can muster here on the planet Earth. But, hey, maybe aliens in outer space have already mastered the Planck energy, in which case, for them, it's child's play to bend the fabric of space and time into a pretzel. So to summarize your question, do they exist? Maybe. Are they consistent with the laws of physics? Well, so far, yes. But do we expect to create one in our laboratory or our basement? No. Sorry about that. We're talking about perhaps a very advanced civilization that has already mastered space and time and the Planck energy to drill a hole through space and time. Okay, well, let's move right along and take the next listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Kaku. This is Michael calling from the Gulf of California in Mexico. We listen to Science Fantastic on the Internet every Saturday here. Would you please explain the quantum tunneling effect and how the tunnel diode can create negative resistance in an electronic circuit? Thank you. Bye.
Right. Well, quantum tunneling goes to the very heart of the quantum principle. Quantum mechanics says that even things that are very, very unlikely or downright impossible can actually happen. There's a finite probability that we can make a transition to something that is considered impossible, but can actually happen. Now, at the atomic level, electrons do this all the time. Electrons can go right through a brick wall. In fact, that's why we have resistors, transistors, diodes, and all the electronics that you see in your radio or television or internet connection. So, in other words, at the atomic level,
electrons can go right through a tunnel, right through a wall. Now, you might say to yourself, wait a minute, that's not possible. A brick wall? Yes, electrons can do that. That's why we have lasers. That's why we have transistors. That's why we have the internet. That's why we have instantaneous telecommunications around the planet Earth. Now, Newton, observing this, would have said, nonsense. You cannot go through a brick wall. That's impossible. But hey, electrons do that, and that's called tunneling. Now, can humans tunnel? Well, in principle, yes. In principle, you can go to bed one day and wake up on the other side of a brick wall the next day. But quantum mechanics allows you to calculate the probability. Now, for electrons, it's rather high. Electrons do this all the time. That's why we have tunneling diodes. That's why we have transistors, lasers, and all the wonders in your living room. Electrons can tunnel right through a barrier, and while we, consisting of trillions upon trillions of electrons, we would take an enormous amount of time to do that. We give our PhD students the question, calculate the probability that you'll wind up on Mars tomorrow. It is a finite number, but you would have to wait longer than the lifetime of the universe for that to happen. In other words, electrons do it all the time. But humans, nope. We're simply too big. We're too big, we have too many atoms, and even though it's possible that you can tunnel through barriers according to the quantum principle allows you to calculate the size of tunneling, and it is really small for human beings. So to summarize, electrons do it all the time. Electrons can be two places at the same time. Electrons can zap right through barriers as if the barriers weren't there, and the probability of them doing that is rather high. We, on the other hand, are very big. Therefore, the probability that we'll wake up on Mars tomorrow is not zero, but very close to zero. So in other words, don't buy a ticket to Mars anytime soon. Okay, well, let's move on and take the next listener phone call.
Yes, Dr. Kaku, my name's Remy. This is the best show on radio, by the way. Calling from Austin, Texas. Listen on the internet. Just wondering, when you look back across the galaxy or to other galaxies using a telescope and you're searching for other planets, aren't you also looking back in time? And if so, by the time we got to a planet that we might find, isn't it possible it's not even there anymore? Because we're talking about thousands of light years sometimes. Couldn't the planet just not be there? So are we kind of just wasting our time? Thank you. Love your show.
Great question. Well, we're not wasting our time looking for life in outer space because, of course, the death of civilizations or the death of planets, the death of planets takes on a scale of millions and millions of years. And so we're talking about the fact that a civilization would be, it would be possible perhaps to make contact with them through the SETI project. But let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to talk about communicating with alien civilizations in outer space. So once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku, and this is Science Fantastic. Give us a call if you want to get on Science Fantastic. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Is your name? Call it into the radio station or the internet site and the city you're calling from. And hey, maybe you can get on national radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Forecasters say the United States will likely see warmer than usual fall weather. NOAA adding the West and Northeast can likely expect warmer than usual temperatures over the next few months. The outlook also is calling for less rain in states like Colorado, Utah, Missouri, and Illinois. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is trying to close border gaps in the state with shipping containers amid two recent fentanyl busts at the Arizona border. At least one of the gaps is in Yuma, Arizona. Yuma, Arizona Mayor Doug Nichols joins Fox News to talk about the effectiveness of border walls.
We can go back to 2006 when President Bush sent the National Guard to build a wall. We had a 98% drop in crossings that one year alone. It doesn't solve immigration, but it does make the country more secure.
USA Radio News. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky admitted the agency made some mistakes when issuing guidance for the COVID-19 pandemic earlier this week. She's telling Fox News the biggest issue was balancing getting the recommendations out quickly with being accurate with them.
What I told our agency is on that path to the finish line towards publication, we need to stop and pull over. We need to show our work. We need to inform policymakers. We need to update things along the way as we proceed to that finish line. We need practical, timely recommendations that look, take early peeks of the data and adjust along the way.
A Hank Aaron rookie card is breaking the record for the most expensive Aaron card ever. TMZ Sports reporting the 1954 Hank Aaron rookie card sold for over $700,000. The card includes two images of Aaron when he played for the Milwaukee Braves. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Well, we had a call before the commercial break, and that is, when you look in the heavens, aren't you looking into the past? Because, of course, light travels at a finite speed, and therefore it takes time for light to reach your eyeball. And if a planet is thousands of light years away, it means that the light you are seeing is actually thousands of years old. And you're absolutely right. When you look in the constellation Andromeda, there's a little smudge there that you can see by binoculars or on a clear day. That's the Andromeda galaxy. That is the farthest object you can see with the unaided eye. It is a galaxy 2 to 4 million light years from the planet Earth. So you're looking at Andromeda as it was 2 to 3, 4 million years ago. And is it possible that civilizations can rise and fall on that time scale?
And the answer is yes, because after all, our civilization, modern science, is only 300 years old. We didn't have much of a civilization 5,000, 10,000 years ago. We had the Ice Age back then, so we didn't have much of a civilization to talk about back then. So can civilizations rise and fall on that period of time? Yes. But should we still look for them? Yes. Because who knows? Maybe we'll encounter a civilization that hasn't blown itself up or hasn't been wiped off by an asteroid, and we can then perhaps communicate with them. So in other words, the night sky is a time machine. If you had really good eyes, eyes made out of, let's say, microwave towers, you could actually pick up the farthest object in the universe. The farthest object out there is the Big Bang itself, Genesis, the creation of the universe itself. We have devices, microwave devices, that are so accurate, we can go back 13 billion light years into the past. And what kind of radiation was there back then? The radiation of the Big Bang itself. We have photographed it. We have baby pictures of the infant universe when it was about 300,000 years of age. And so you're right. Looking into outer space is looking into the past. But it's still worthwhile because of the fact that there could be billions of planets in our own galaxy, in our own backyard, that have Earth-like planets in them. We know that 4,000 planets have already been identified by the Kepler telescope in outer space. And in addition to that, we have a census of the galaxy. On average, every single star that you see at night, on average, every single star has a planet going around it. And roughly 20% of them have Earth-like planets going around them. Meaning that the probability of another civilization out there is, I think, near 100%. Now, of course, I don't know for sure, but I think that within this century, because we're zeroing in on so many planets now, we will probably make contact with another civilization in outer space. I think sometime in this century, we will make contact with another advanced civilization. Okay, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Yes, this is David, WMKT in Michigan. My question is, if a black hole has so much gravity that even light can't escape, why did the Big Bang happen? What caused so much gravity to explode? I don't understand I just don't understand why so much gravity would allow the explosion.
Okay, well, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. And maybe your thoughts will be heard on over 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Give us a call and ask a question about this great universe of ours.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
By Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. That's right. You can give us a call and get right to us. The number to call is 612-564-8135. When you hear the beep, leave your name. Call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to and the city you're calling from, and hey, maybe your thoughts will be heard on national radio. Maybe you're having dinner one day with your kids and your kids ask you a homework question that leaves you stumped. What do you do? Well, why not put them on radio? Why not give them the experience of being able to ask a question? Because on Science Fantastic, everything is fair game. Everything is fair game on Science Fantastic. So we had a question coming in. Well, gravity is attractive. We know that things attract each other. Newton's laws of gravity are so accurate that we can send a space probe right through the rings of Saturn. That's how accurate Newton's laws of motion are. So gravity is attractive, but the universe is expanding, which seems to defy the fact that gravity is attractive. So what's causing that? Well, it turns out that if you look at Einstein's equation, there is a missing term. That is the energy of empty space. In other words, even empty space has a certain amount of energy associated with it. This is called dark energy. We can even compute it. And dark energy is repulsive. It's very weak, but on a scale of galaxies, it builds up. And the larger empty space is, the more gravity, anti-gravity there is. Dark energy is anti-gravitational. It pushes galaxies apart. So gravity pushes things in, but anti-gravity, that is dark energy, pushes things out. And which is winning? At the present time, it is dark energy. In fact, and this is kind of a shock, we thought that the universe was slowing down. Every textbook says that the universe is expanding, but we thought it was slowing down. Well, we've done better measurements of it now, and we find out that the universe is actually accelerating. It's speeding up. It's going faster and faster. It's in a runaway mode. And so some people call this the Big Rip. So there are several scenarios for the universe. One is the Big Crunch. That is, the universe expands, stops, and then collapses on itself, and then bangs again, perhaps. Okay, that's one possibility. That's called the Big Crunch or the Oscillating Universe. The other possibility is that there's a bang and just keeps on going. And that's called the Big Freeze. Because the universe keeps on expanding, it gets colder and colder and colder, and it doesn't stop. But there's something in between called the inflationary universe, and the universe seems to be in inflationary mode. That is, it's expanding extremely rapidly, so rapidly that even light itself will be outraced by the fast-moving universe. And so it means that we'll probably hit the Big Freeze a lot sooner than we thought. Now, to be fair, these experiments are done with today's telescopes. Maybe in the future, dark energy could subside. We don't know. This is a big question. One of the big questions facing cosmology is, if the universe right now is headed toward a big rip, as they call it now, the big rip, when will we reach the big rip? Can it be reversed? Or are we doomed to freeze when the universe itself dies? This is one of the big questions facing cosmology. Are we doomed? Now, in the 1930s, there was this famous British mathematician, Bertrand Russell, who wrote one of the most depressing paragraphs ever written in the English language. He said, and I paraphrase, "For all the triumphs and tears that humanity has shed, it's all for nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's all useless because we're all going to die when the sun dies. It's a law of physics that the sun will use up its fuel and the earth will die as a consequence. It's all for nothing." Well, today we laugh at that because today we have rocket ships. They didn't have rocket ships back in the 1930s. With rocket ships, we can, of course, perhaps go to a distant planet and where it's warmer because, of course, the sun expands, or perhaps even another solar system. Well, let's take a short commercial break and continue our discussion with listener phone calls. Once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on national radio and the internet to ask your question. Give us a call.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Shahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And once again, let me say thank you for all those people out there that picked up a copy of my latest book, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. You, the listeners, sailed on to the bestseller list, in fact, several bestseller lists, the Amazon list, and the independent bookstores list. So thank you so much. And of course, I'll try to answer some of the questions that I get in the email, a whole box full of questions I'll try to answer. But first, let me answer the previous question. The previous question had said something paradoxical, and that is the universe is expanding. That's called the Big Bang Theory. We have tons of evidence that the universe is expanding. The stars are moving away from us, not toward us. But on the other hand, there is the fact that gravity is attractive. So how can gravity be compatible with the Big Bang if gravity is attractive, but the universe is expanding? Well, the answer is there's another factor in Einstein's equation. It is the energy of nothing. That is, even the vacuum of space has anti-gravitational properties, which we can actually measure. And so the galaxies are being pushed apart by the gravitational repulsion of dark energy. And so then the question is, does this mean that the universe is eventually going to die as a consequence of that? Well, we also have something called the second law of thermodynamics. The second law of thermodynamics says that in a closed system, like a refrigerator or a box, everything wears down, everything gets colder, everything rots, dies, falls apart. In other words, death is inevitable. That's the second law of thermodynamics. Now, applied to the universe, that means that the universe could possibly have a big freeze, where trillions of years from now, everything is frozen. Temperatures reach near absolute zero, so everything is for naught. That is, the universe is doomed by the laws of physics. The laws of physics are a death warrant to the universe. But there's an escape clause, an escape hatch. Notice that I said that in a closed system, everything eventually rusts, falls apart, decays, and dies. In a closed system. But what happens if the universe is not closed? What happens if it's open? That is, let's say there's a wormhole out there, a gateway to another universe. Then it means that perhaps we don't necessarily have to die, because there's an escape hatch. We can create an interdimensional lifeboat that will take us to another universe. And this is, again, well within the laws of physics, but of course it would take a very advanced civilization to do it. But it is well within Einstein's principles and laws to create a lifeboat, to leave our cold, dying universe, to enter a universe that's a lot warmer, and, of course, start all over again, and mess up that universe as well. We've done a pretty good job messing up this universe, and then we'll have another universe to mess up as well. Well, of course, this is a This is something for trillions of years into the future. We don't have to worry about this anytime soon, so you don't have to lose any sleep over the fact that the universe is dying at the present time. Just realize that we have billions of years to go before we have to worry about any of these things. And by the way, let me now answer some questions that I get from listeners out there. You've emailed me quite a few times, and let me just try to answer some of the questions that have been emailed to me. One question concerns how practical this theory of everything is. I mean, can I get better color television from the theory of everything? Can I get better rocket ships? Of what use is the theory of everything? Well, in the short term, the answer is nothing. Because each solution of a theory of the universe is a universe. And so it's not going to give you better color television. It's not going to give you better internet reception. No. But it is a theory of universes. So we can answer questions like, what happened before the Big Bang? Or if the universe is expanding, what is it expanding into? Or is there a white hole at the other end of a black hole? All these questions cannot be answered using Einstein's theory. We have to get a more advanced theory, and that's where string theory comes in. String theory allows you to calculate the stability of wormholes. It allows you to show whether or not they are actually real or realizable, if, of course, you are a Type 3 civilization capable of harnessing the Planck energy. So again, this is not for us, but maybe an advanced civilization has already harnessed this power, in which case they use it to go back and forth between galaxies. Who knows for sure? And then another email that I sometimes get is, string theory has a defect, they say, and that is it has an infinite number of solutions. So which solution is our universe? Otherwise, it has no predictive power. Well, you have to realize something about physics. How many solutions are there to any equation? Usually the answer is infinite, depending upon what you started with. Take Newton's laws of motion. How many solutions are there? An infinite number, given the fact that you start with a pebble, a rock, a rocket ship, a boulder, whatever. You have to tell me the initial conditions, that I have a rock, that I have a boulder, that I have a rocket traveling at X, Y, Z. So you tell me the initial conditions, then Newton's laws will tell you the future. That's how it works. Now, a theory of the universe, any theory of the universe, has an infinite number of solutions. You have to tell me how it started. Once you tell me how it started, then I can say for sure the theory predicts the future. So that's how it works. So any theory of everything has an infinite number of solutions. Well, unfortunately, that's it for Science Fantastic. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135, or go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Go to my Facebook site. We have 4.5 million fans on Facebook, but go to my website to find out what I'm up to. mkaku.org is the address, mkaku.org. Good day.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.